Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my dear friend, Miss Lexi Hensler.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. I am so impressed by your brown hair.
Oh, thank you.
It looks so good on you. You can really rock both.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen you in so long, I forgot I dyed my hair brown.
I know, it's been a while. Well, I did see you at a party.
That's true, briefly.
And I was like, oh, your hair. But it's like, I'm seeing it for a while now, and I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
Do you feel like you resonate with being a brunette more or a blonde?
Honestly, I have no clue, but I think it's funny because when I dyed my hair brown, so many people were like, oh, you look so much more approachable now. And I was like, I don't know how to take that.
See, to me, your personality is such a blonde. Like, I feel like you're pretty bubbly and like, I don't know. We got along very easily at the beginning. We're like pretty outgoing. But I will say your eyes with the brunette, it looks good.
Well, you know, I like to keep them guessing. Yeah. So maybe the brunette with the blonde personality is like a little more exciting. Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to go brunette.
Really?
I don't think I could do it.
I mean, I think it would look amazing, but the blonde also is.
Thank you. I just feel like blonde's so me.
It is. You're like Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls.
I am.
You're
literally.
A new character.
Anyway, okay, Lexi, give the viewers like the 411, like the little elevator pitch on who you are and how you got to where you are now.
Wow. I haven't done an elevator pitch in a while.
Oh.
Let's see. My name's Lexi.
Uh-huh.
I was in college studying business and economics and bussing tables 50 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And then Brent Rivera reached out to me, asked me if I wanted to be in some skits. And I was like, sure. So I dropped everything, moved to LA with negative money in my bank account and made it work. And now.
Wait, you moved to LA?
First I lived in LA.
No way, I didn't know that.
And then once I could afford rent money, I moved to Huntington to be closer to Brent.
Oh.
Yeah, so at the time my dad was living in LA, so I was able to like thankfully live with him for free.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And save up for rent.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Wow, okay. And he reached out to you via DM, correct?
Yeah, it was funny because he DM'd me on Instagram. I was actually driving back from my college formal with the frat. And and I just get a DM from Brent Rivera saying like, hey, and I was like, well, he's not someone that would just like be a creeper hit on me. So like I automatically like assumed it was a business thing.
Oh,
so I
really?
Got like excited right off the bat. Uh-huh. And sure enough, it was just like a business thing. So. Uh-huh.
And did you have any like followers on Instagram at this time?
Yeah, I had like 50,000 just from modeling.
That's kind of a lot.
Way back in the day when I did that.
A lot, Lexi. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
back
before.
In 2017, I feel like that was pretty good.
That's a lot.
Not bad.
Yeah. And you kind of grew up in the area, right? You're California born and raised?
NorCal born, SoCal raised.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then where in SoCal?
San Diego, Bakersfield, and Escondido.
Oh.
So.
I haven't heard of that one. Where's that?
It's in northern San Diego. It's a really small town.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know you grew up kind of doing a little bit of acting and like modeling here and there. That's pretty crazy. Did you, I mean, growing up in the Midwest, like that was not an option. Like sports were the option. Like
sports.
Was everyone, like that you grew up with, was everyone acting and modeling, or were your parents like, our child's special, we're going to put her in it?
I mean, people were definitely like really into sports where I lived, but it was funny because my parents actually put me in, not because they thought I was special, but because I was so shy that they thought it would fix it.
Oh, that's kind of smart.
My parents were like, okay, you're like, I was so shy I could barely tell people my name.
Really?
Like, I would warm up to people, but at first it was really hard. So they were like, we'll throw her into theater and she'll either sink or swim. She'll probably swim.
Uh-huh.
But it did help a lot with the confidence. But then I just fell in love with it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So have you done like a bunch of acting gigs then?
I used to work for like professional theater growing up. Uh-huh. And so I did like shows with adults when I was like 13 for a couple years. I did some stand-up comedy in LA.
Oh, wow.
But I never booked any like TV stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you want to pursue acting like TV movie stuff in the near future?
I think so. I mean, I always wanted to, but it's so funny because YouTube is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm the director, producer, writer, actor.
Makeup, hair.
Makeup,
literally
hair.
Everything.
I'm every role except the editor and the filmer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because it's so different. So like I know that I love it, but I don't know. I don't know where I'll end up. I'd like to try it again though.
It's also crazy. I feel like once you hit a certain threshold on YouTube, like there aren't many paychecks like a YouTube paycheck, even when you're acting in big stuff.
That is true. I mean, I don't really know how much actors make, but...
I mean, who am I to say either? But I will say, like, I have a bunch of friends that are actors, and they'll be on, like, shows here and there. And, like, I don't know. It's crazy how much money YouTubers can make just simply because they are, like, a billboard.
Yeah, that is true.
They are advertising, you know?
Yeah.
So, and advertising money is a lot. Anyway, how do you like being a YouTuber?
I love it. It's funny because I started getting into it just because everyone was like, oh, you'd be good at it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I never thought. I just didn't believe in myself, so I never thought it was an option for me. I was like, no one's going to want to watch me. Like, mm-hmm. what are you talking about? But I started doing it. I fell in love with it. It was, like, so addicting. Like, I can't even sit through a movie sometimes because I'll just be, like, planning YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I enjoy it so much. I enjoy the creativity. I enjoy connecting with people across the world. I enjoy connecting with people I film with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think makes a good YouTuber? Like, what are qualities of a great YouTuber?
It's so funny. I feel like I talk about this with people a lot in this space, but, like, doing it because you enjoy YouTube, not because you enjoy a paycheck.
Ooh, yeah.
I think is the biggest thing, because mm-hmm. I feel like so many people nowadays, they're seeing TikTokers and YouTubers.
Yes.
And seeing their, you know, their success level. And I get it. I get that you want the, like, financial payout, but if that's your main motivation, I do not think it's going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, because I just, like, people can tell, like, your authenticity will come through that camera, that little, like, mm-hmm. phone screen. But I think, like, number one, just actually loving it. Number two, being authentic, staying true to yourself. Mm-hmm. Number three, just, like, finding your groove, working hard at it. I was lucky enough to, like, I was still young enough. I was 20 when I started YouTube. So I was young enough to, like, be able to, like, be broke, quit my job, live, like, with my parents and just, like, give it everything. Because I think if I was trying to juggle college and YouTube, I don't know if it would have worked. It can work for some people. For me, I had to focus on one thing.
Yeah, I also feel like you're at a level on YouTube where it's, like, you're a huge creator. And there's people that manage it ultimately, you're just a smaller creator. I feel like it's very rare to do college and YouTube and yeah. be like one of the biggest creators in the world. Like, it's so time consuming that it does take up most of your time.
It is oddly time consuming. Mm-hmm. I made like a short just because I thought it was funny, and it was obviously sketch comedy where I was like becoming my assistant's assistant, like a 30-second uh-huh. short where I did everything wrong. Again, a joke. But all the comments were like, why do you have an assistant? Who does this girl think she is? I'm like, y'all, like, I feel like some people don't know what goes into YouTube, uh-huh. like how much time.
Well, explain some of that.
I mean, for everyone obviously does like YouTube videos differently and has their niche. But for me, you know, it's hours of planning, mm-hmm. hours of setting up a set, booking people. A filming day could go anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. I did one video where I learned to do 50 new skills in a week.
Which is insane.
It was 13-hour filming days every single day. Like, I barely slept. The amount of footage, it was about 30 hours of footage to edit. I didn't edit it, but my editor, bless Roger, that's a lot. So, you know, you're seeing a very, like, compact version, but the style of YouTube I have been doing is extremely time-consuming.
So when you're planning, like, walk me through your brain when you're planning a YouTube video.
It's so funny because I feel like I come up with YouTube videos. Some people, it's in the shower. For me, it's when I'm driving, which is really inconvenient because I'm driving. So I usually have to, like, put on my, like, my voice memos and just start, like, word vomiting. Uh-huh. And so I just, like, go, and then I get home and I get really excited and I start, like, typing it out, making a schedule. I'm definitely
typing, like, your ideas out.
Yeah, typing the ideas out and then being like, okay, like, I'd want this person in the video, I need these props, I'm gonna schedule it here, like, this is some of my ideas. But
so now do you have a full-time assistant?
No, not anymore. I don't have an assistant anymore.
Okay, so do you schedule everything?
No, so I was. And then earlier this year, I actually brought on a team that helps me, like, schedule, find location, everything. So that made a huge difference. Because some of the videos I was doing were way too big for, like, me and one person to put together.
And is this, like, a team that does this for multiple people and you just hire them per video? Or are they fully on your team?
They work for a bunch of different YouTubers and people. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you just, like, pay them by the video or the hour or something?
I have them on, like, a monthly retainer.
Wow.
Yeah. So we do, like, a certain amount of videos per month. And then if it goes over that, then we just add on to that monthly retainer.
And do you feel like that's fully worth it
too? It definitely has been with the kind of content I was doing, because it was just, I mean, these are also people that, like, you know, they're better at me than, like, finding studios, scheduling stuff. Mm-hmm. That's, like, their niche, you know, whereas I'm just, like, on pure space, like, oh, this one's good.
Yeah, literally. Especially at the caliber of, like, challenges you're doing in your videos, I feel like you do need help.
Yeah. I am transitioning to more just like real life vlog style. Mm-hmm. I still want it to be, you know, exciting, fun travel stuff, but I just want to do more real me. And I hope that people will want to watch videos for me than like for these big challenges.
Like a little more lifestyle-y.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's really exciting. Yeah. I think you're going to love that.
I'm excited for it. I hope it works out. I'm pretty scared.
Oh, it'll work out. We'll yeah. see. It'll be, I mean, the thing about YouTube is like, it's quite literally your life. So yeah. as you grow up and evolve, so does your yeah. channel and your content, which is cool. Like, it should change because that means you're growing.
Yeah. You I know with my Leaving AMP video, I was like, you know, I was 20, now I'm 24. Mm-hmm. So obviously, like, it's time for a new transition.
Yeah. It's life. Like you finished your senior year.
Yeah.
And now you're graduating.
Graduated from high school. Yeah. We're on to something different.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about AMP. What the heck is AMP? I know it's Brent's thing, but yeah. what does it stand for?
I was explained that it stands for like amplify, so like,
oh, okay,
yeah,
cute.
So just like short for amplify, kind of.
I didn't know if it was like A stands for something.
No, okay. I'm 99% sure it doesn't
amplify. And explain what the heck AMP is for someone that doesn't know.
Yeah, it's basically a group of content creators that all work together, support each other. They're all in the social media space, all on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just like a fun group, usually family friendly. Something that like your kids can enjoy or mm-hmm. a teenager could enjoy. I think that's like a good way to like boil it down.
Mm-hmm. And it's how many people are in it?
Oh, man. 7 now?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think
it's kind of similar to like Team 10 and or Hype House, but you don't live in a yeah. house.
So I think one thing Brent did, well, he did a lot of things smart, but like he didn't have us live together, which I think was really smart.
I think that's really smart.
Because when you
too.
Live together, like you could be the best person in the world and it just gets stressful. It gets yeah. hard.
You get annoyed with anyone you live
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
And it could be your favorite person in the world.
So I think keeping us like separate and then having a place for us to come film was really smart.
Okay. And Brent started this. How yes. old was he when he started this?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't exactly know when like the idea formed. Uh-huh. I joined in 2019 and I was one of the first. So I think it was around 2017, 2018 that he started having this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least started like putting moves in place. But I was one of the first people to join the group mm-hmm. along with Ben had just joined. Andrew was joining at the time, the Stokes twins. Mm-hmm. His sister was super busy in high school, but then we got to see more of her, which was awesome. And it slowly evolved. And then Pearson, Jeremy, Dom came, and mm-hmm. that's pretty much the group.
Do you feel like YouTube groups, like collaborating like that, is a big reason why you guys are all so successful?
Absolutely. I mean, there were multiple things about it that helped so much, whether it was even just like having someone to film with that's also, and then you kind of push each other work-wise, and you also push each other with like following,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then also it just kind of, you have someone to lean back on, you have someone to talk to, mm-hmm. you have, you know, if I were to like take a couple weeks off YouTube, everyone in the group is still filming and I was in the group. So oh. it did kind of help give you like a little bit of like a safety net.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's literally like you're a team.
Yeah. You're literally mm-hmm. a team. It's like it's like playing softball versus tennis,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Wait, so question, if you were to come up with a video idea and you needed people in it, was it automatic that all of those people in AMP would be in it?
Yeah.
If you didn't have to like ask, because sometimes I feel like, oh, I feel bad like asking my friend to be in this video.
Yeah, I feel
like.
But
it was just like assumed like, oh, of course I'll be in it because I'll be in mine. Like kind of like.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like if I ever asked them, they were always down. If they ever asked me, I was always mm-hmm. down. And it was never like, well, you were in 2 of my videos this month.
Okay, so that's what I was kind of wondering.
So it was never like that. It was just like, oh, hey, like, do you want to be in this video? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really easy. I'd always love to have other people in my videos too and like try out different people. But it's oddly hard to find someone who's down
uh-huh.
and like really good on camera, finds it fun. Uh-huh. It's, yeah.
Even something as simple as, like, who the fork is available at, like, 1 p.m. on a Thursday.
yeah,
to film.
Yeah. You know,
like people have real jobs.
If you have a 9 to 5, no, you're not available at 1 p.m. And then maybe your weekends are when you're like pulling like things together for the next week. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And I will say that is so true. Like having my normal like hometown friends on camera, like people get weird because being on camera is weird.
Yeah, it's
like
hard.
It took me years to get comfortable in front of the camera. Like sometimes even when I'm on other people's like sets or their videos, like you get a little awkward just because
new. You're not comfy.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I think that's a really cool way that you guys all collaborated.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to collaborating with other people in the near future now that you're, I guess, not a part of AMP anymore?
I know, it's crazy. It's actually been a couple months, but I just announced it yesterday.
Oh, really?
To the world.
Okay, wait, can you tell me about it? Tell me about why you decided to leave and all that.
I was ready for something new. I was ready to transition. I do want to pursue things like singing and different things. And for me to do that, I wanted to be in LA.
Mm.
And I knew my time there was coming to an end and I was ready for something different. So I finally pulled the plug. I moved to LA. And then I took some time to like gather my thoughts and make sure I was like ready to tell the world like, hey, I left. I'm on my own now.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
How did you know you were ready for a transition like that? Because I feel like a lot of people in life, they get comfortable, whether it's their job or a relationship and things like that. And how do you know, like for someone listening that's maybe like itching or they're getting that weird feeling, like how do you know when it's time to take action?
Man, I feel like even just trusting yourself. Because, I feel like you know before you know.
Yes, I think that's true.
Like, whether it's a breakup or a transition in life or whatever it is, like, you know before you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you have that gut feeling that's kind of like, something's off. Mm-hmm. I want some change here. But it's scary. And it for a lot of people, like, to make a huge life transition could be extremely, like, it could go really badly. Where it's like, maybe you don't have the resources to completely, like, pause your life and change something, you know? I am extremely thankful that I did have, you know, enough, like, saved, and I had done enough financial planning to where I was like, if I quit AMP and not a soul watches my video ever again and I lose my platform, I would at least have a few months to get a new job, you know? So I am very thankful for that, and I recognize that privilege. But I had known for about a year that I was ready to transition, but I was so scared. I was like, I just had these irrational, intrusive thoughts that I think we all have. I was like, everyone's going to leave. Like, all 5 million of my subscribers are going to leave.
Oh, my gosh,
like,
Lexi.
These are, like, the thought processes that you have.
I mean, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous you're saying that. But when you're in your position, like, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
I was like, you know, everyone only follows me because I'm Brent's friend.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all of those thoughts. And then I really had to tell myself, I was like, you know what? That's not true. I can do this.
I hope you know that's not true.
I think, like, to an extent, it's not true. I don't know. I think I'll hopefully prove myself wrong in the next few months. But you know, I just figured at the end of the day, I would rather try and fail than, like,
fork,
than wonder, you know, what would happen. Mm-hmm. So.
Because you kind of marinated on this for a year.
Yeah.
Do you regret doing that? Do you wish you would have taken action a little earlier? Or do you kind of like that you took your time?
You know, one thing that I really hold myself accountable to is I will never live with regret.
Wow. Okay.
No matter what has happened, like, I can honestly say I don't regret anything in my life. And I'll find some reason for everything that's happened or everything. But I think I needed that time. I think I needed that time to mature and, like, grow some confidence. For me, one of the moments that really helped was going to VidCon and meeting people and connecting with people. And I was like, oh, my gosh, they're real people, you know?
Yeah, it's so crazy, like, on the internet, when you meet people, you're like, whoa, like, you're so cool. You watch me?
Yeah, like, it's like,
I'm a part of your daily routine. That's weird.
You're like, I'm looking at this person holding, like, one of my weighted stuffed animals, and I'm like, whoa, this is so weird. You're not, like, a number on a screen. Like, I love that I get to hug you and see you. And for me, like, that was kind of just a clarifying moment. But I'm glad I took the time I needed to be sure and ready. I think if I had taken any more time, it would have been like, okay, Lexi, like, get back on the horse. Like, let's get going here. But no, I think it was, like, a good amount of time.
What did you do in preparation for your transition? I know you said you, like, saved a little bit of money, but, like, you did a lot. You moved, you dyed your hair, you're now, you know, not a part of this group anymore, which I'm sure you're still really close with.
Yeah.
But that is a big, like, life change. Like, what did you do to prep?
It's funny because, I mean, you know, what is a girl to do with a major life change?
Hair.
Hair.
Obviously.
First step. You know, it's funny because I didn't even think, like, oh, like, I'm leaving AMP. I should make, like, a statement. Like, I was literally just like, there's so much change. You know what? I need to dye my hair. That's going to make me feel better.
Obviously.
I think, like, really the only thing I did do to prep was I made sure I had enough money saved to where I could fall flat on my butt and be okay for a few months. And then I made sure to just work on, like, my confidence. I started planning out videos. That's why it took me so long as well to post that I'd left. Because once I posted that, I really wanted to tell people, like, hey, I have grown a lot. I want to change my style a bit to, like, really be more authentic. It was authentic before, but I was like, I want you guys to see, like, the friends I hang out with every day. Like, I want you to see, like, everything that I haven't been showing you just because I thought it was boring, you know? So I started planning that out, really, like, getting it down to exactly what I wanted it to be. And I'm sure it'll continue to evolve. But yeah, I just did some preparations like that. But I mean, there's only so much I could prep to, like, fully be ready. And then moving to LA was obviously a big step. I mean, all my closest friends live in LA. So it was so hard.
I'm so shocked you haven't moved here earlier, honestly.
Well, I mean, when I was filming with the group, like, I filmed with them, you know, Monday through Friday every single day. So I would have been driving, like, an hour and a half every day. So Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about YouTube videos because I admire the heck out of your YouTube videos.
Thank you.
I think your ideas are really fabulous. Speaking of ideas, how do you know in your head, like, what's a good idea for a YouTube video?
You know, that is a good question because a lot of the times I am not sure. Like,
really?
I feel like YouTube, I used to know like what would perform well, like pretty like 90% accuracy.
That's what everyone says.
And it has changed. The game has changed. So now I also like had an issue with all my videos getting like restricted and stuff too.
What?
Like,
why?
It was like, I found it was an accident. It was like a bot on YouTube that was automatically restricting all my videos.
Oh my gosh.
But I was just like, what is going on? I was like, I started doing, because I didn't really like to do videos that other people had been doing, but I was like, I'm going to test it. So I did a couple videos that other YouTubers had done, given them credit. And then I was like, okay, this video goes viral for everyone. And it bombed for me. And I was like, what is going on? So that was a transitional period as well. But it's hard to know. I feel like you also, though, have to stay true to, like, your niche. Mm-hmm. Like, if I were to, like, randomly post a video, which is why I've been so scared to transition, if I were to randomly post a video that's so outside of my niche, like, it's probably not going to bring in the same audience. It's probably going to, like, take a hit. Mm-hmm. But
what would you say is your niche?
That's so hard because it was. Mm-hmm. It was challenge videos. Mm-hmm. And that whole... You know, I still do look so much up to Mr. Beast and Arak and Ryan Trahan and all of them.
Oh, I love Ryan Trahan.
Oh,
his Penny series.
He's my favorite. Dude, that Penny series.
It was chokehold on me.
Oh my gosh. I was in the Maldives. I would wake up every morning. It's the first thing. I wouldn't text anyone. I would just start the series every day.
It literally got me through that month or whatever it was.
Oh, I was so lost that month. I was like, I have no clue what I'm doing with my life.
Really?
I'm just going to like quit and move to an island and like get a bartending job because I am that lost in my life right now. And that series reminded me why I loved YouTube.
Yes, same. Also, the way he incorporated like giving back, but not in like a corny way.
Yeah.
Like it felt so genuine. And I don't know, it made me want to like do something with my life and like challenge myself and put myself out there and like make myself uncomfortable. Like not us like literally gassing up like Ryan Trahan this entire podcast now, truly, I had never watched his videos, and I found that on my recommended and was blown away. And I was, like, donating, watching every day, talking to my brother about it, getting people to watch. Like, it was so good.
It really was. I mean, it was so inspiring. And for me, you know, as someone who wanted to do more, like, lifestyle, real-life stuff, I was, like, versus, you know, this whole, like, challenge video, I was, like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, this guy is just, like... in these like random situations with a little tiny microphone.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Eating his chicken.
Oh my God.
And he's so entertaining. I was like,
McChicken.
I was like, maybe I can do this.
Yeah.
But
should we do the Penny series?
You know, maybe. That looked hard as heck though. I will say.
It did. It did also the way, this is what I also love about YouTube is like it's always the videos that were like shot on an iPhone.
Yeah.
Very low production that like blow my mind.
It's crazy.
And I mean, you've done like, I feel like the craziest productions for videos, like Mr. Beast style. And also I'm sure you started like using an iPhone or whatever the case is to film. And it really goes to show, like, you don't need insane production just to have a great...
It's about the video.
Yeah, like, and sometimes those insane productions, like, the video doesn't even perform as well as you would hope.
Well, you know what's funny is I think people are almost craving just an iPhone now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it became so extreme. I mean, you scroll through YouTube and you see the same thumbnail that every, like, one person started and every single person has copied. That was for me when I really knew I wanted to transition. Like, it made me sick. I was like, this platform used to be a place for people to come on their unique individual selves.
So
they were
original.
Making no money. So they were really doing this because they loved it. I was like, how many people would be on YouTube today if we didn't make any money? But, thankfully we do, so we can afford to do it. But but yeah, man, I was just like, I don't want to be a part of that. I was like, I look up to the people that are original in the space, and I want to be one of those people in my own way. But yeah, Ryan Trahan, man, I could talk for a whole hour on him.
What type of videos are you wanting to do? Like, give me some title ideas or give me I know you want to do, like, you know, more about yourself, more, I guess, lifestyle-y, but...
Well, it's funny because, like...
What does that entail?
I'm so OCD that I have my videos through, like, January planned out.
Shut the fork up.
That's,
okay,
like, how...
Talk me through that.
That's how OCD...
What do you mean? Talk me through that.
So I start with... and this is how I've always done YouTube, is I start with, you know, I post every Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have, like, my dates for each month, like, each Sunday. And then I go through... Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. on Sundays. And then I, like, go through, like, my idea vomit, and I'm like, okay, like, I'd want to do this in this month, this in this month. And then I start kind of, like, shelling them out a little where, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. What do you mean idea vomit? What does that look like?
I'll just, like, when I'm just driving, uh-huh, and I start idea vomiting into, like, a voice note.
Got
and
it.
I, like,
so have all these note ideas. Randomly your ideas.
Yeah, and then I can just shell them out more where I'm like, okay, I want to, you know, I bought my whole friend group flights to Hawaii.
Wait, shut the fork up. Yeah. I want to do that.
So I'm going to surprise everyone with tickets to Hawaii tomorrow. And
stop.
We're just like, we're going to go in a week or so. But yeah, like Cover and Alex and everyone.
Stop.
But
you guys are going to have the best time.
Yeah, I was like, I want to do that. And then like, I'll like, you know, make some ideas within that. But then just let everything happen organically from there.
Okay. Okay. So you had the idea, like, I want to surprise my friends with tickets to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And you did that. But also, I'm like, how do you game plan that? Are they all YouTubers? Like, are they all allowed to just, like, leave?
Yeah, they all are in the content space.
Okay.
So they don't have 9-to-5s.
Got it.
But they've all been talking about wanting to go to Hawaii. But, like, none of them would actually commit to, like, a day or anything. And Alex is such a workaholic. I look up to him so much in that respect as well.
He's such a great creator as
but
well.
But he, yeah, like, won't take time off. So I got his schedule from his assistant. And I found, like, a day period with Cover's girlfriend that would work. And I was like, okay, we're booking this. And, like, we're going and you're going to relax.
Wait, that's so cute, Lexi. So,
yeah. But I was like, honestly, like, I do crazy stuff like this. Like, going on a 4-day first date, like, running off to Europe with someone I just met. I'm like, I should just vlog because, like, my real life is interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Wait, so the video is, are you going to title it, like, surprising my friends with Hawaii tickets or something?
Probably, like, surprising my friends with a trip to Hawaii.
And then you'll just see how it unfolds. You don't really have plans while you're there.
Yeah, so I'll shell out a few things. Like, I planned out, like, how I'm going to tell them with, like, hula dancers and pina coladas and stuff like
Stop.
That.
Stop. That's so cute.
But, like, I obviously, like, had to plan that, schedule that.
You're so extra.
And
I
then
love
I'll,
it.
I am very extra.
Yeah, you are. And then your birthday party last year? Are you kidding me?
Oh, that was quite extra.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is that was so extra that this year I'm not doing that.
Oh, really?
I'm not throwing any kind of party. So if you want to get dinner, like,
yeah,
that's probably...
we'll do dinner. You should do a dinner. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think so. Hibachi.
Yes,
that
obviously.
Nice.
You could do like an at-home.
That's what I was thinking.
You should do that.
That sounds so fun.
Private. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've done that before. It's really fun and really good.
Yeah, Cover and Alex do one of those nights, and I was like, this is nice.
Yeah, you should do that. Okay, so you planned out the hula dancers
and, then,
and the invitation.
Yeah, and then I'll have some ideas for, like, you know, options we could do in Hawaii, but then just let it unfold for there. I always like to have, like, a game plan, you know, but then just let whatever happens organically happen. Mm-hmm.
And are you bringing a filmer?
No. So instead of having a videographer follow, you know, us with the camera, mm-hmm, I'm going to transition to me holding the camera.
Oh, great.
So I think that's one of the really big transitions I did want to make is, like, I feel like you're so much more connected when, like, I'm holding a camera, mm-hmm, versus, like, this big professional camera being in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I even just, like, have more of my own personality, mm-hmm, when I'm holding a vlog camera.
Oh, totally.
But, yeah.
I do unhinged shit, like,
yeah,
when it's, like, my own.
I don't know what it is.
In the comfort of my own home.
Versus, like, if I was holding a camera on you. It's so weird.
It is weird. And I feel like I turn it on in an unorganic way.
Yeah.
Like, for a camera that's not my own.
It almost feels like you're, like, you know, acting in, like, a movie.
Yeah.
You're like, it feels like
it's
too,
like, okay,
too
be
professional.
TK now.
Yeah.
It's like, be Lexi now.
Yeah.
But instead of just, like, actually being yourself.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, so that's one of the videos. Are there any others you want to share?
I do want to take off and do some travel content in the next couple months.
You?
So.
Okay, this is something I'm very envious of you. You, when you have an idea of where you want to go, you just forking plan it. And I'm like, technically, I could do that, but, like, also I can't. But that's something I want to do. But
yeah.
How do you make it worth, like the Dubai video and, like, the $25,000 plane ticket and stuff like that? And even the Maldives, like, the underwater, all those videos,
yeah,
I'm, like, blown away by. Like, did you feel like they were worth the amount you spent on them?
So what's funny is I would boil it down like this. There have been three times that I almost died in my life. So I've been in the hospital like for a very long period of time. Mm-hmm. Like I've almost lost my life three times.
Oh my God.
So for me, that is kind of how I live with no regret. That is how I'm willing to take these big risks. That is kind of how I'm not afraid of failure. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, failure, at least you're still alive. So
true. That's a great, honestly, that's a great way to look at it. I know you're deep, alive.
But yeah. But for me, I was like, I really wanted to do these videos. Uh-huh. I was like, I think they would be so cool. I'll do it as like a series where they all connect. Like we land in the plane and then we check into the 7-star hotel. The next video is a 7-star hotel. Yeah. I was so excited for it. My financial guy was like, which obviously you have to have one of those because I'm a girl and I like shopping and I need someone to tell me not to. So he was like, it's a lot of money. And I was like, I know.
He's is this like, your accountant? Or financial advisor?
Financial advisor does my accounting, but he was like, you haven't had a brand deal in a year. And I was like, I know. And he was like, you're going to do it though. And I was like, yeah. So I
did. Wait, what do you mean you haven't had a brand deal in a year?
I haven't had a brand deal in a year.
Why?
That's a good question.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
I know.
Are you like getting offers or just turning them down?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but
what the heck?
But that obviously was hard because brand deals are like beautiful little presents of like, here's some money to keep living your dream. You uh-huh. know, that helps a lot. So he was like, I know you're going to do what you want because you do that. But just like, this is a lot and you're not going to make your money back. Like uh-huh. my AdSense did not cover what I did in those four videos.
Okay.
Paying for two people to fully come with me, a videographer and a person to like be a part of the video. Uh-huh. But I was like, you know what? I want to make these videos. I'm really excited about them. I'm really passionate about them. Uh-huh. And you know what's funny is those videos performed much better than any of my videos have this year.
Oh, great.
And I think it's because, you know, I just was so passionate about it. I was mm-hmm. like, I want to do this. I don't care how well they do. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, they could get no views.
Well, they're also so extreme.
They are pretty extreme. But I wanted to do it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I love that. Where are you wanting to travel?
I have a few things planned. I think we're trying to decide because my boyfriend and I are just going to go. Mm-hmm. So probably Finland.
Gorgeous.
This is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Might go to the North Pole.
Stop. How do you do that?
I really want to. You could just go to the North Pole.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I feel like that'd be really cool for Christmas
YouTubers
time.
YouTubers have like the coolest jobs. Like
yeah.
The fact that we can be like, ooh, where do I want to go in real life? And you just make it a part of your job.
It blows my mind on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Like when I got to the Maldives, I just sat there and I was dead silent for 2.5 hours on the beach. And my friends were like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just in shock right now. I was like, I don't know what I did to like deserve this. And I wish every single person could be here right mm-hmm. now.
Wait, how much was the Maldives hotel? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, so that hotel ranges in price. So I didn't realize that with all my research, I didn't research that I went during monsoon season. And by some stroke of whatever you believe in, there was not one day of rain.
Shut up.
When we were there. So that room ranges from 10K a night to 50K a night.
Depending on the season.
So because it was monsoon season, I got it for 10K a night.
Wait, explain the room. Because for people that don't know, it's insane. You have to watch the video.
I think they need to like describe it better on the website because I didn't realize it's a whole villa.
Mm-hmm. In the Maldives.
In the Maldives, in the middle of the ocean. So it's a private villa in the middle of the water. It's like four bedrooms, these huge bedrooms, this huge living room. You have your own patio. You have a patio to watch the sunrise mm-hmm. and a patio to watch the sunset. Stop. On the other side. They thought through everything. Like it was incredible.
And didn't they build it in like, where'd they build it? And then they took
Bangkok.
It on a ship. Yeah.
They built it in Bangkok, took it on a boat and placed it in the ocean, the Maldives.
And it's like part of it's underwater.
Yes. So then you have this electric elevator or stairs. You can guess which one I took every day. And you go down and you're 15 meters underwater.
That is this, bananas. Like,
dome.
It was like the coolest thing watching your video. I loved the part where you could like change the lights in the room and then it like affects the fish and
the
how
fish
they
go
like
crazy. Yeah, you like change the light and all the fish like
That is crazy.
I think that was a really good impression
and
of fish.
And there's, like, sharks flying. Sharks. Swimming. Over you.
Swimming around.
Next to you. Did you actually sleep in that room?
I did. Oh, so my gosh. I slept down there, and I think, like, a core memory for me will always be in the morning I woke up and I opened my eyes and there were just fish. It was crazy. But
that is so
I didn't
bananas.
Want to sleep. I was so excited. Uh-huh. But finally, like, I fell asleep. All the sun. I was so tired. But,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh. That is, like, literal. I know you said it's a bucket list thing, but it is.
Yeah.
So it's 10K to 50K a night.
Yes.
How much did you spend?
So I could definitely afford one night. Mm-hmm. And then the other nights I did, like, their cheapest rooms.
Oh,
so,
smart.
Yeah. So it was me and two of my guy friends. And so we all just stayed in, like, one room together wherever we were. We had them bring in, like, a little rollaway bed in each
cute.
Room.
Okay.
But yeah, that
and
worked out.
So how much did you end up paying at the big one for the night?
The big one.
The big
underwater
villa.
Room?
Yeah.
10K for one night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
For one night.
But
did you,
know, you
think it was worth it? Like, actually.
It's so hard because money is, like, one of those things that is so relative.
Uh-huh.
Like, for Mr. Beast, that's probably a dollar.
Yeah.
You know? For me, it's a good chunk of money. Uh-huh. For some people, unfortunately, like, that is, like, you know, we got to do some real planning for that. And
yeah.
I really wish we could all just, like, I wish money wasn't a thing. Like, mm-hmm. I wish we could all just do anything. But
would you pay for that room if you weren't a YouTuber and you weren't filming that video?
It's so hard to know. You
yeah.
know, I've been in this world for so many years now. Man, maybe I'd probably make a game plan to save up for, like, because mm-hmm. I did really want to do it. I'd probably make a game plan to, like, save up for a while, find some friends that were willing to save as well, and, like, join our money together. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. My thing is, like, I don't know when I'm going to die. And that's why I was like, I really want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was, like, down to go with me. Pearson was, like, too busy. Like, everyone was like, I can't make the time.
Yeah, that's what I love about you. You're just like, fuck it. Like,
so
I'm going to go.
I found two people that had free time. I was like, I will pay for everything. Just come.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to the Maldives alone. That would actually be crazy.
Yeah. And then when you stayed in the, like, smaller regular hotel rooms, was that
still amazing?
Yeah. Was that still a part of, like, this hotel resort, or was
yeah.
this a different? Okay.
Yeah. So they have a bunch of different rooms. They mm-hmm. have, like, land rooms. They have, like, overwater villa
land
rooms.
Land rooms. You know.
But yeah.
Okay.
So they have lots of options.
Okay. And why is, like, traveling so important to you?
I've always wanted to travel. We didn't travel growing up, so the first place I, like, really went was Hawaii when I saved up tip money from working in the restaurant.
Oh my god, cute.
And I love it. Like, ever since I was a kid, like, getting on a plane was, like, the most exciting thing ever to me. But I think travel is really important. You learn so much about the world and yourself, experiencing other cultures, meeting people, mm-hmm. seeing the world, like, not just, like, having blinders on. But yeah, it's
yeah.
really important to
it
me.
Definitely opens it, just, like, expands your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite place you've been? Because you've traveled a lot.
It's so funny because I've loved so many places. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I could pinpoint one. The Maldives was amazing. Mm-hmm. Bermuda Triangle was amazing.
Ooh.
Also, some of the nicest people I've met.
Really?
Were Bermudians. South of France. Italy. I love Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of great places.
Uh-huh. I love there's like a photo I remember. I think I, like, replied to your story of you in Paris, and you can, like, you're, like, eating breakfast or something, and your, like, hair looks so perfect and the Eiffel Tower is in the background. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Was that me?
I think it was you.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I remember replying to your story being like, Lexi, what the heck? I'm so jealous. Or it was something in Paris.
Yeah, let's go on a trip sometime.
And I was like, oh, Lexi, you're always traveling somewhere cool. I would be so down. Okay, I want to do a little segment called Money Moves.
Cool.
So I'm going to ask you, like, a few rapid fire questions about
okay.
money, because I don't know, you spend money on fun things.
I do that.
Okay. What's the most money you've spent on a video?
So the four videos being in Dubai and the Maldives was probably about 45K.
Wow. You know what? That's a fuck ton of money. I kind of thought it would be more, though.
I did, too. I was very thankful.
Yeah. At a because certain point, ticket was $25,000.
Yeah. At a certain point, we were eating McDonald's for every meal, you know. But McDonald's is great.
You pick and choose.
They have a garlic sauce. It's delicious.
Wow. How much were the guys' tickets that were in economy?
One way.
To Dubai.
One way was about $1,000.
Oh, that is so, like, not that that's affordable, but that's way less than I thought it would be.
In my head, it was like 5K. I thought it would be more. I mean, that is one way, though.
Yeah, that is a lot. So
the way back was about $1,000, too. So 2K round trip.
But sometimes Europe can be about that.
You got to book in advance. Uh-huh. Like, I preach that to people. Like, if you're booking in advance, you're going to get a way better price point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how long was the flight?
16 hours.
Did you, like, live your best life on that flight?
I was like, I can't sleep. I have to enjoy every moment of this because I am never going to be in this seat again.
Did you not sleep at all?
I did. I did sleep. I mean, it was an overnight flight. At some point, my body gave in. But, but yeah, I experienced the shower on the plane. Like,
insane.
I drank all the champagne. I was like, it was free. I was like, I got to soak it up.
That is crazy. Okay, next question. Is there anything you regret purchasing for a video? I know you don't have regrets, but...
Oh, man.
You're like, didn't feel worth it.
I have to think about it, but it's rapid fire. Oh.
It's okay.
Oh. Oh. Oh, the struggle. No.
There isn't anything?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. What's the best money you've spent when it came to furthering your business? So, like, getting an editor, assistant, nice camera.
For me, probably my production team.
Okay.
Like, because it incorporates an editor, a producer, an assistant, like that whole thing.
Wow.
Which has been, like, game-changing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But also, like, I always tell people, like, if you want to start YouTube, use your iPhone and just start, you know?
No, 100%. Do you have any saving or investing tips?
Ooh. I would definitely say, like, make... you know, game plan. And there's so much information online and even like amazing financial people that make YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely like you do want to save a good amount of your money and put it away. You want to invest a good amount of money, but safe investments. There's investments you can do that like, you know, aren't as risky. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, they don't make you as much as quickly. But if you can just keep that money away for a while and let it grow, that's something I've done. But yeah, definitely like really important. I mean, just like pick a certain amount of money that you know you're not going to touch for a couple years and just let it grow.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And then I don't know if you'll answer this, but the most amount of money you've made from a video.
Made from a video? Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I definitely like believe in just being an open book.
Mm-hmm.
I think my best performing video made me $30,000.
Wow, that's great. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I mean, that was like 15 million views though.
That's crazy.
I'm sure people have made more on those views, but I think that was mine.
It's crazy thinking about like Mr. Beast.
I know. It's so
insanity.
Cool. Next level.
Yeah. I know you're like a fan of him and you have like, I feel like you have similar content sometimes. What do you feel like in your head makes a great YouTube video other than like being authentic? Like, do you feel like there's more, I guess, like tangible, practical tips you can give like in regards to there needs to be a beginning, middle, and end, or there needs, you know, stuff like that. You need to have good lighting, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, the basics are definitely, you know, make sure, like, you have good lighting, good audio. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, like, if you're just starting YouTube, throw in background music.
Oh, I agree.
It makes a huge difference. Like, if someone's just talking, but there's a little background music vibe, it helps a lot.
Like, do you have a non-negotiable, like, we have to refilm that, or, like, we have to edit that, or redo that, or, you know what I mean?
You know what's funny is, like, I won't refilm, like, anything.
Really?
Like, because, you know, the first take is, like, always just going to be the best, because it's real. So...
That's a good tip.
There have been so many times that, like, things have not gone as planned, like, just reactions or something, and I'm like, well, we're either not going to put it in the video, or we're just going to put it in the video, because I'm not refilming that.
I love that.
Yeah, that's kind of how I do it. Everyone does it differently. Like, you got to experiment and see what works for you, for sure. But I mean, I think for someone like Mr. Beast, a lot of planning, a lot of brainstorming, a lot of trial and error. I mean, there's videos that he's never posted that cost him so much money to make.
So true. I do feel like people underestimate the power of like a good brainstorm sesh.
Yeah.
And like how productive that can be.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to, you know, just sit down with like a few friends and just like, what about this? What about this? Like me and my boyfriend were doing that at like 1 a.m. last night. Because I was like, the video I was going to film this week fell through. And I was like, what am I going to do? We're going out of town on Tuesday. I'm having like a procedure on Wednesday. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't have time. I have to get to my editors or else I won't get it back in time for Sunday. I just promised everyone I'm going to post on Sunday every Sunday. I can't miss my first week.
Yeah.
So we stayed up for like an hour and a half brainstorming.
So do you have a video idea?
Yeah, we're going to film for like 13 hours today. So
today? Yeah. What are you filming?
We're going to try to go on as many dates as we can in 24 hours.
Oh, great.
So we're just going to like go crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I think it'll be a fun video.
Yeah. The one thing that's nice about that style of video is like you knock it out in a day.
Yeah. I do like filming in a day.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Yeah. And then you don't have to get ready every day. You're like, you have your one filming.
There is that. Mm-hmm. That is nice.
What's your, what do you feel like the keys currently are to growing on YouTube?
Consistency.
Okay.
Consistency.
Like what? Weekly? Like what would you tell me?
I would do once a week because I have some friends that were trying to do like 2-3 times a week to grow their YouTube and they were getting so burnt out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think some people would argue with me on this, but I would say quality over quantity.
Mm.
I know some people disagree. And again, everything works differently for everyone. But for me, it was one video every week at the same time, the same day. It was always 9 a.m. Sundays for me. I did that for 3 years until I started being a little more inconsistent. But that helped a lot. It's like people can know when to come back. I think the algorithm favors you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like, YouTube's amazing because they give you so many analytics, studying those analytics, studying other people's channels that you want to be like. Mm. And that doesn't mean copying their thumbnail and putting your face on it. That means like, okay, you love that inspirational idea. Take that idea and do something different with it.
Make it your own
style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those would be my top tips.
What would you say your opinion is on like TikTok versus YouTube and like, you know, the different types of creators on each platform?
That's so hard. It's funny because TikTok's something where like you can blow up overnight. Mm-hmm. YouTube, you cannot.
No.
YouTube's more of a long game. But I think they also have different things to offer. Like TikTok, you're really getting like a glimpse like right into someone's life if they're doing more like personality stuff. Like you're getting really like raw stuff. Like I woke up this morning and Tana had just like posted a video where she was like makeupless. She's like, I needed to talk about this and just started filming.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that I love. Or dance videos. There's so many different areas on TikTok. Like I follow like a doctor and then I follow like a teacher and then I follow like a fireman.
It's
and
so
like,
specific and random.
It really is. Uh-huh. But I feel like try both and see what you love.
Mm-hmm. I will say I feel like on YouTube your fan base or followers are more dedicated to you as a creator.
Probably.
Versus like TikTok, like sometimes I don't even know like people's names. It's just when they come on my For You page, I'm like, oh, I like this person.
That is true. But there are some people through TikTok that like Anna Sitar, like
Who's that?
Like Anna and Brew, that couple. She's like a really cute blonde.
Blonde. Yeah, I know.
I mean, she is like I think like one of like the top TikTokers with fan bases right now. Like,
really? Oh my God, I'm.
She kills it. Like that's someone whose career where I'm like, girl's killing it.
Oh my God, I need to follow her. That's what's so weird about TikTok too is like, randomly I'll be talking to Alicia. She's like, do you know the B girl on TikTok?
And
like,
she's not on your
page. Yeah, and I'm like, no, like that's not on my For You page.
I know, it's weird. So weird. Different pages. I was at VidCon and I was like, so many of these people, like, I love their content now that I know about them, but, like, they don't come up on my page.
I know. It's so bizarre. Okay, last thing I want to touch on is mental health, because I know that's really important to you.
Yeah.
You have an awesome, like, merch brand where I know you donate a proceed of your earnings to your favorite mental health organization. It's a children's mental health.
Yes.
What is it called?
It's called Your Mom Cares. Mm-hmm. It was originally started by the Obamas and then given.
Stop! I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I love the Obamas.
Given to Sharon Feldstein, Jonah Hill's mom, and
no way,
Adam Levine's mom, and some other celebrity moms that run it, and they are actually like actively coming up with programs, working with hospitals to like really make a huge impact on kids' mental health.
Wow, that is fabulous.
It's incredible. I've had the opportunity to like meet with them, see what they're doing firsthand, and it blows me away.
Well, I'm sure they love you.
I love them. But yeah.
Okay, and I thought you came up with like this slightly genius idea of the llama, the weighted llama.
Yes.
Because people typically use like a weighted blanket for, I guess, anxiety, or people, some people just like it.
Yeah.
But I know it's really supposed to help with anxiety, like the weight of a blanket, you know, feeling whatever.
The weight, especially specifically on your chest, helps calm your central nervous system. So even like if you were like having an anxiety attack right now, like if I were to hug you super tight, it would probably help bring you down.
Oh, wow.
But I wanted to create something that was like cute, fun, you could take everywhere, like a weighted blanket, like you're probably not lugging that around. Like that's a big, mine was like 20 pounds.
It's too. Also heavy as shit.
It is heavy. Mine's like, versus like a 4-pound stuffed animal that you can kind of like pop on your chest, you can carry around. But I also thought it might help hopefully like destigmatize, you know, because it's like we all love stuffed animals. So it's like, I thought it would help, you know, raise awareness, destigmatize, and hopefully provide comfort.
Yeah. So it's like the cutest little llama that's weighted. And I just think it's so cool, like how much you incorporate mental health. I loved how in your Maldives video, you were talking, you like did that one segment of being like, listen, the only reason I'm here is because you like went through your mental health spiel. And I know it's not a spiel, but, you know, in the video, I thought that was an awesome way to quickly integrate that. So I guess I want you to expand a little, like, why is mental health so prominent in your life? Like, why are you doing so much to share about it on your platform when you don't have to?
For me, I really like corn. I can't say for me without that coming out of my mouth.
It's
now.
Corn. I just said that the other day.
I've been saying every 5 minutes, my poor boyfriend. I grew up really struggling with mental health. I have had OCD as long as I can remember, depression as long as I can remember. I remember being like 5 and having depressive episodes. And I, you know, throughout the course of my life, throughout getting bullied, moving around, it eventually came to a head where I did attempt to take my life.
Oh my gosh, Lexi.
And so for everything that I've gone through and, you know, just my life experiences, the biggest thing growing up for me was I thought I was the only one. Like, I thought no one else was having these weird thoughts in their head. I thought no one else was, like, going through these things, you know?
I feel like that's very normal.
It made me feel weird.
Yeah.
And so being able, if I was 13 going through this, sitting in my bathroom crying, and I knew that there was a YouTuber out there that I liked watching their videos, and they had been through what I had been through and come out of it, that would have helped me a lot. Starting to talk to friends and finding out that they struggled too, that helped me a lot. So for me, it's something, it's extremely important. It's something I'm always going to talk about. I'm always going to use my platform for. It's normal. It is normal to feel weird because you have stuff going on. It's not your fault. It literally comes from brain chemicals. It comes from trauma. None of it is your fault. But it is something that doesn't have to define you. It's something you can get so much help for. And we're even inventing new ways to help people every single day. But yeah, I always am going to use my platform to talk about that. And hopefully, like, if I could help one person, like, I could die tomorrow and be okay.
I mean, what you're doing, Lexi, is actually phenomenal. I feel like a lot of people, it's kind of a buzzword, like currently, like mental health or, you know, anxiety. I feel like people, like, sometimes they'll throw it on a t-shirt or throw it on whatever, but like the way that you integrate it, and it's quick, it's to the point, and it's truly helpful.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I want to thank you on behalf of the people that I'm sure have been like, you've helped. Seriously. It's like, it's actually so cool because you have an awesome, like, fun, bubbly personality. But the fact that you can get a little serious and maybe help someone out is really special. And it makes me want to, like, make my videos a bigger purpose, or, you know what I mean? Like, make it feel more helpful to someone one day. So I think that's really cool. Thanks. What you do. You know, speaking of mental health, are there any like tips or tricks that you do to, you know, get yourself out of a mental health, health funk or anxiety episode or depression episode currently?
It's another one of those things that's definitely trial and error. And I feel like with like depressive episodes, the hardest thing ever is to get out of bed. Like, it feels like there's like a weight on you. You're just like, I can't do this. But for me, going on a walk,
I love going on a walk.
Turn my whole day around. going on a walk, I've noticed when I'm regularly exercising, and they've also directly linked your gut health to your mental health.
Oh, wow.
So when you're, not to slam fast food, but when you're eating healthier whole foods at home that aren't covered in saturation and stuff, mm-hmm. your mental health is improved. Like, they have done studies. I've felt different. I know so many friends that feel different.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, it's all connected to your body.
Your brain's a muscle. Your brain has to eat, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to feed it proper things.
And food literally is fuel.
It's fuel. But for me, you know, keeping up with exercise as much as I can, it doesn't mean I have to go kill myself in the gym for an hour. Yeah. I built up to that. But going on walks, doing exercise, eating whole foods, eating fruits, journaling, things like that help kind of prevent those episodes, also help me pull out of them. But being kind to yourself, being patient with yourself, mm-hmm. knowing that, like, it happens, but it gets better. It always gets better. My mom knew this woman that had survived the Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
And something she always said is nothing is permanent,
uh-huh.
which means, you know, the bad times aren't permanent, but that also the true. Good times, you need to cherish them. And it's something I actually have tattooed on my back that I got wow. when she passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
But she was a huge inspiration. So with all that being said, those are some of my tips. And then if I'm in the middle of a panic attack, deep breathing, essential oils.
What do you mean essential oils?
Like, I like to like smell essential oils.
Okay. I've heard that using your senses, like
yeah.
when you're having a panic attack, like if you were to like touch ice yeah. or like, you
it
know, put your face
your
in. Yeah, yeah. It's like, whoa, like I'm here right
now. That
does
work for me.
Yeah, or like jumping in a pool. Obviously, like that's not yeah. like, accessible to everyone. But like little things like that.
Yeah.
I guess like activating your senses, that makes yeah. sense to essential oils. I never thought of that.
That helps me a lot. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, it's so funny. If you're like stick your forehead in like ice water, it like shocks your yeah. brain. It can pull you out of it.
Uh-huh. It's like, yeah. whoa. You can almost like step outside your own crazy
yeah,
brain and your spiraling
like,
thoughts.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's like I call it like my toolbox. So it's
okay.
like an imaginary toolbox where I'm like, okay.
Wait, I love that.
I have deep breathing. I have decatastrophizing, all these things that I learned in therapy.
What else? Are there any other little things besides this essential oils?
I like to play solitaire, something that gets my brain off of it. Because mm-hmm. if I play it long enough, I get distracted and my brain like starts to calm down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I should really like start doing a podcast on mental health because I've learned so much.
Yeah.
I've like spent so many hours in like exposure therapy and stuff to like be able to get out of my house when I like couldn't back in the day. So, but yeah, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. I think just also knowledge helps in general. The more you know,
yeah,
the better off you can be with it.
Uh-huh. And recognizing, like, what's going on and
yeah.
how to, you know, take steps to fix it. Yeah, I think everything about mental health is so cool, how open it is now.
Yeah.
And I don't know, creators like you, like, watching you admit that you, like, go through these things is awesome.
Thanks.
For people. Yeah, totally. Okay, I guess that's like the end of our episode. Lexi, it has been such a privilege to have you here.
Aww.
And interview you. I think that you are a star, and I'm so excited to see where your channel goes.
Thanks. It's been an honor to be here. And
yeah.
I love you. I love making moves with TK.
We'll have to. I know we've talked about it, but we're going to go on our hot girl walks with
yes.
your dog, Benji.
Yes. He loves hot girl walks.
Yes.
I tell him, I'm like, Benji, it's hot girl summer, and he picks up the pace. I swear.
Yeah, it's quite literally hot as fork outside
it is.
Right now. Anyway, Lexi, where can everyone follow you and get your merch and everything?
Everything's at Lexi Hensler and then LexiLlama.com.
Awesome. Okay.
Yay.
Everyone go subscribe and comment down below your favorite animal, I guess.
Yeah.
And be sure to follow Lexi on everything. Check out her weighted llamas. They're amazing. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.